And now the game where we reward big success by asking people to do something tiny, namely our game, Not My Job. Nora Ephron is an essayist, novelist, and an Oscar-nominated writer and director of the kind of romantic comedies you don't have to be ashamed you love. Her films include When Harry Met Sally, Silkwood, Sleepless in Seattle. She's got a new book, I Remember Nothing. Nora Ephron, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to have you. I want to ask you this, because you've made some of the most successful romantic comedies of all time, certainly the last 20 years, where everybody's charming and funny and self-aware, and it all ends up great in the end. Are you trying to ruin it for everybody?
Isn't your life like that?
Not yet.
No? Are you married or divorced?
I am, in fact, married.
You are?
Yes.
Well, what are you complaining about?
You have written about your own, quite vividly, about your own marital and romantic life. You've been married 3 times, right?
Yes, I have.
You wrote the novel Heartburn about your marriage in the 70s. That became a movie in which you were played by Meryl Streep, which is an impressive thing to have happen
yes.
to you.
Yes, and it was also about my divorce.
It was.
Yes.
So let's go back to that time in your life, and you're like, here, I just met Nora Ephron, I'm attracted to her. But if I marry her, I might end up in a major movie someday being played as a complete jerk by Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Is that the sort of thing that might cause you some difficulty?
Well, my next husband, and I hope my last husband, is sort of connected to the mob. I don't make that mistake.
So,
with him.
So while you could have him played by Jack Nicholson in an unattractive fashion, he could have you buried in a cornfield.
That's right.
There you are. Yeah. So it's like a...
It's a fair deal.
It's an arms
yeah.
race.
Yeah,
it's an
right.
arms race.
Yeah.
You've written... I mean, to me, you're as emblematic a New Yorker as Woody Allen.
You've
said, for example, you've made movies about New York, you've written about New York. One of the stories you've told is that when you were a kid, you were born here, but when you were like 4... Your parents moved you to Beverly Hills?
Yes.
And this is the cool thing. You say that you hated it immediately.
I did. I was at nursery school, and the sun was shining, and happy, laughing children were everywhere. And all I could think was, what have they done to me? Where am I?
What was it about? I mean, what was it about?
Sunshine, laughter. I don't know.
It doesn't sit well with a New Yorker soul.
I just knew I didn't belong there. You know, fish out of water thing. Yeah. You know.
She was the only 4-year-old wearing all black.
Yeah. What is amazing about you is we were researching you, and we knew about the movies, and we've read the books, but the people you've known in your life. You're like Zelig. You were everywhere. For example, one of your first gigs was you were an intern at JFK's White House.
I was.
Wow.
I was. In fact, I think I was the only person that Kennedy met that he didn't make a pass at.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Have you come to peace with that?
Well, that's only because he didn't want to be played by Jack Nicholson.
Exactly. He knew. And then, of course, you were married to Carl Bernstein in the middle of Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
So you went from JFK to Watergate. Did you canoodle with Lyndon Baines Johnson along the way? Any connection to that administration?
No, I didn't. But, you know, I've written about this in my book because I was at all these places and I don't remember them. I met Eleanor Roosevelt. Ask me what she was like.
What was Eleanor Roosevelt like?
I have no idea.
How did you meet Eleanor Roosevelt?
I went up to visit with her because I was going to be an intern in the White House, and we all went marching up there, all of us interns. And all I remember is that I got lost on the Taconic.
Do you remember?
This is what happens to you, you know. I mean, I was there the night Nixon resigned.
You were where?
In front of the White House. Oh, and do you know what happened?
What happened?
My wallet was stolen.
Mm. And that's all you remember?
Yeah.
How do you have any explanation for why it was that you are like the person who was around all these famous people, who've met all these famous people? And
well, no, I do think that when you're a journalist, you sometimes discover that you're at places, you know, where things like that happen. You get sent to them. The Beatles, I was there.
You were where?
I was there the day they arrived in America.
Really?
I was. You were there.
Well,
I was at Kennedy Airport. I went to the Ed Sullivan show.
Wow.
I did all that stuff.
Right.
But I couldn't hear them.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Right.
No.
Were you on the moon when they landed?
No.
I One last question. So you have done all these romantic comedies. And despite what the first draft of Harry Met Sally might have been, they almost always end with happiness. Mm-hmm. And so tell us now, Nora Ephron, writer-director of all those great movies, thrice and now successfully married, what is the secret to being happily in love? Go, tell us.
Oh, probably separate bathrooms.
Well, Nora Ephron, we are delighted to have you here. We've asked you here today to play a game we're calling...
I don't go anywhere without my Charles Bronson Bunsen burner. Ooh.
When you're a celebrity, as I'm sure you know, nothing is more valuable than your name, so the more worthless crap you can slap your name on, the more money you make. We're going to ask you three questions about questionable celebrity endorsements. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's name, on their home answering machine, or a Carl Castle brand home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Nora Ephron playing for?
Nora is playing for Sanjay Mukherjee of Montclair, New Jersey.
There you go.
And
New Jersey.
I want to apologize to Sanjay in advance.
That's probably wise. Yes. And charming, may I say. Yes. All right. Here's your first question, Nora. The name Sylvester Stallone says strength, toughness, slurred speech. Which one of these products did the Italian stallion put his name on? Was it A, Sylvester Stallone's Power Hammock? B, Sylvester Stallone High Protein Pudding? Or C, Sly's Thigh Master?
Whoa.
Yes.
A pudding. If it had been a pudding, I like to think I would have tried it.
So, well, you like
I'm
the pudding,
I'm going to rule out the pudding.
You're ruling out the pudding?
Yeah. Why? Do you think that's a bad idea?
Maybe this pudding didn't come your way. Maybe they don't have this pudding at Zabar's. You didn't see it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I just can't believe pudding and Sly in the same thing. So... I have to go for the thighs.
You're going to go for Sly's Thigh Master?
I don't want to...
You remember the pudding?
No, it's not that. Yeah. No, I remember the Jell-O. This would be a first if I misled a guest. But yeah. It just seems to... I'm not a lawyer, but it seems like that would be a copyright infringement because Suzanne Somers has the Thigh Master. Whoa. The hammock, I can see it. Wasn't there a shot in Rambo in the jungle? I don't know. It just seems like a nice place for a hammock.
Okay,
but so I'm not
this is really not like him.
We don't know.
I'll go with Mo.
You're going to go with Mo, and what's Mo?
Sure, hammock. Oh,
it was the pudding. That's okay. The answer is the pudding.
Okay.
It's high protein.
Yeah.
It's no. You cannot. And for those of you who are like searching the internet right now to buy Sly Stallone high protein pudding, it's no longer available, sadly. All right, you still have two chances, though. You can still win this. The band Kiss has put their name on dolls, T-shirts, you name it, but one of the more expensive Kiss branded items was what? A, the $4,700 Kiss casket. So even in death, people would know how crappy your taste in music was. B, the $6,000 Kiss Kisser, a full set of dentures available with or without fangs. Yeah. Or C, a $600 Kiss Kitten, which is, quote, specially bred for ferociousness by Gene Simmons himself.
I met him.
You met whom?
Gene
Simmons.
I did. Yeah.
I have to ask, in what context?
We had lunch at the Russian Tea Room.
You remember?
I remember this, but that's
you
it.
Can't remember Eleanor that's Roosevelt, all, but Gene Simmons.
And I had borscht. I'm just treading water here.
I understand you're treading water.
Because I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have any idea. So we'll go over. It's the Kiss casket.
Yeah.
It's the Kiss emblazoned casket with Kiss.
Yeah.
They like that.
Right. Yeah.
Kiss fans.
Yeah.
Kiss fans. Kiss Kisser dentures, custom-made, for those Kiss fans who find themselves toothless, or the Kiss Kitten, specially bred by Gene Simmons' cat fancier.
So I'm going to guess the casket.
You're going to guess the casket, and you are right! Well done!
Thank you! I had some help on that.
Yeah, it's emblazoned with a giant Kiss logo. It can be used as a beer cooler until you die. It's true. Here's your last question. It all comes down to this. One of Paris Hilton's many contributions to the world is what? A, the Paris Hilton trampoline, bouncing is hot. B, the Paris Hilton branded Snuggie, warmth is hot. Mm. Or C, the Paris Hilton scrapbooking kit, being creative is hot.
I'm going to say
scrapbookers in the audience.
Scrapbooking kit.
And you will be right. It is, in fact, the scrapbooking kit. Very good. The scrapbooking kit. It's reportedly one of her passions. Another one? One of her many passions. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Nora Ephron do in her quiz?
Well, she had two correct answers, Peter. So, Nora, you win for Sanjay.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Nora Ephron is a writer, director, the author of the new book, I Remember Nothing. It's out now. Nora Ephron, thank you so much.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true. Could make me be